Nina is ready to go. You know, her camp was amazing. And now is her time, you know?
Actually, it's usually her 2 weeks before me, but now it's me 2 weeks before her, so I'm actually happy about that. My last fight that I lost was like really depressing for me because I was like, all right, I'm gonna give it one more. And I told Amanda, like, if I lose this fight, I'm retiring. And then I won it. And then I'm like, all right, one more. Okay, one more. And then after this one, I was actually like, I think I'm gonna take time off unless I get like a top ranked opponent that's gonna move me forward. And then I got one. So, you know, it seems like everything's going the way it should. I'm really excited about it. And I think it's gonna be my best fight yet.
La música. Oh yes.
Nina is ranked number 11 now, but there's pretty good girls that are all the way down in the rankings, you know, and she's one of them.
Then the next one, Scissor Jax.
She's a striker, and I feel like I am more well-rounded. I'm more like an MMA fighter, and that's what I think is gonna make the difference on the fight. This is not gonna be a Muay Thai match. This is not gonna be a Taekwondo or kickboxing match. This is MMA. Like, she's a good striker, but when you look in the whole picture, you know, there's levels to this game, and I feel I'm a better fighter than her.
One, two, three.
I made it for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, honey.
I was in school when I made that for you.
Yeah? Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, man.
Canada, it's super clean, people are nice, they have good food, happy to be back. Was it good?
Delicious.
What did you have?
What'd you have?
Food?
What'd you have, Benji?
Pancakes, what toppings?
Syrup.
Apple juice, my favorite. Chocolate, oh no, I will have the same. Thank you for recommendation.
Thank you.
Bye. Kate, my twin sister. I'm older. Very warm Mikey Brown and my physiotherapist Kamil Ivanchev. I love to do this. I cannot wait to meet all the people, the media people, and meet my friends at the media day. Cheers.
Take the fangs out.
I gotta be professional.
I never feel like I'm better than anyone. That's just how I am. I don't feel like I'm better than anyone. I just go in there, I practice my art, and it's been working.
Everybody keeps saying that this guy's undefeated, you know, everybody keep forgetting I'm undefeated. You know, every fight I approach, I'm 1-0.
Champ.
How you doing?
So good.
I didn't have to do much fight.
This fight right here, this is the fight that all the MMA insiders are talking about. This is a fighter's fight. People try to do fantasy matchups like, oh, I wish this guy and this guy fought at this prime, you know? Well, it's here, you know, two young kids in their primes, you know, coming up, looking good, and something to eat.
Press conference from the Winter Garden Theatre, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. First to the stage, Max Lescaut. Challenging him for the UFC Featherweight Championships, T-City, Brian Ortega. And in the co-headliner, introducing first, Valentina Shevchenko, and her opponent, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
You've been ready and for Brian for most of the year at this point. I'm just curious for your thoughts, having watched him and studied for him, like, what do you think it is that makes his jiu-jitsu so successful in there?
Everybody keep talking about Brian and this and that. Everything the guy did, I did better. He's on, what, 6-fight win streak? I got 12. He beat a champion, I beat two. And I beat one of them twice. You know, so at the end of the day, the Bless Express is going around in a circle. We laughing you, bro. You know, and little brother, and I'm younger than you, so congratulations.
Do you have a response?
Sometimes the best response is no response.
Sometimes you don't have a response, so.
Question for Joanna. If you win on Saturday night, you'll be a two-weight champion in the UFC.
There is no if. After victory on Saturday, after my victory on Saturday, I will prove that I'm the GOAT of women's MMA.
Yeah! Valentina, you've got wins over Joanna in other combat sports. Do you think you have a psychological edge coming into this fight on Saturday night in MMA?
You know, for me, result, it's already like, I know the result. And there is no way that I will left this city without the belt. No.
Thanks for having me. We appreciate you. Yeah.